Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about sell your old heavy equipment before it becomes unsellable. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go into the podcast. It's hard to sell an asset that has been with us for many, many years. We get attached to it, and then when we think about selling it, it does pain a bit. You know, you love those items, and they work so long with you in the construction industry that you care about every piece that you own. While we use the heavy equipment, we may not recognize the importance of it and the attachment that's getting developed with every passing day, but we think about it in most on the days that it goes to the next buyer. Keeping aside your emotions, it is nevertheless important to get rid of it. You can't go along with the dead piece for long as it will, after a certain point in time, affect your activity and maybe your production. The same logic is applied to the case of heavy equipment. If you have heavy equipment that is way too old and you're not able to function with it any longer, it may make no sense to drag it any further. You have at some day or the other to do away with it. But you should not take long to sell the old machine, as you will find out that any buyer, if it gets completely redundant. So, you know, you need to find a buyer now before it gets too late. You may then have to sell it to scrap and therefore might not even get a good value from it. So you got to take care of it now. If there's still a need for it, do it. You may have numerous options to sell your old heavy equipment. You can speak with people in the business circle and check if there's anybody who's looking for a secondhand equipment. You will have a lot of buyers for the secondhand equipment as long as it is good condition. Nobody would like to buy a machine with defects, and therefore you need to ensure that before you speak to the people about selling the heavy equipment, get it repaired and paint it. Paint always makes it much better. And then you can ask them for the good price. Other than that, the person who's referring your machine to the next person also has certain degrees of faith on you. You should keep up to his or her trust and give him or her the machine in good working order. Next, keeping the machine that can make it unsellable. There are construction companies who are, after finding the heavy equipment outdated, leave it to rot. They must be really busy with work to not get time to sell it. But if you do not sell it on time, there's a chance that it becomes unsellable liability. You will no longer find any buyers for that machine, and this is when you perhaps have to sell it as scrap. This will pinch you, as you at least have not wanted that to happen. I mean, you really need to get that taken care of immediately. If you are neck deep busy with work, you can allocate a person and give them him or her the responsibility to get it sold. You can just appear on the final day to sign the sales agreement and take the money. And lastly, no one works on outdated heavy equipment, really. As long as your machine is up to date, you will find buyers for it, but as soon as it becomes completely outdated, getting buyers will be a challenge. You need to get rid of the machine before it gets too late, you know, because then, you know, you might not be able to find parts sometimes. You'll have to get them made at a machine shop. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless you.